News Talk Breakfast. In association with AIR. Seamless connections with Ireland's number one broadband provider.
Now on Saturday evening, my social media, Jess Kelly, it lit up with Android users giving out about their battery. What happened?
We are still trying to understand fully what happened, but from Saturday night into Sunday morning, people's phones were overheating and their batteries were plummeting from around 60% to 0% within a matter of minutes or hours. And obviously this was massively concerning. I know I had a lot of people onto me over the weekend going, you know, is my new S10 or S20 broken? And I'm like, no. So we looked into it and it transpired that it was an issue with the COVID tracker app. Now, you may remember the morning this app launched, I sat in front of you and I said they've built it in such a way that it'll be as minimally draining on your phone as possible. However, it seems that an update that occurred from the Google Play services side saw an impact on the exposure notification. So, you know, if you have the app on your phone and you might see this little sun logo up on the top left hand side, that'll pop up every now and then. That's the exposure notifications. That is when my phone and your phone does that Bluetooth handshake to say we're within sort of touching distance or we're closer than we should be. That seemed to act up for some reason over the weekend and it caused a massive issue. What's really interesting is I was onto Google yesterday afternoon and they said this was something that was only specific to the Irish COVID tracker app and the Irish impact on the exposure notification settings. So that meant that Google had to work with Nearform, which is the Irish company that built our app, to try and find a resolution. So many people were annoyed about this over the weekend. But overnight, Google has pushed an update. So between last night, around 10 o'clock last night and this morning, Android users should have noticed an update on their phone. It would automatically happen and that will hopefully resolve it for everybody.
I thought the app that we used here was similar to a lot of other apps. We kind of didn't develop one absolutely from scratch, did we?
No, so this is where the problem arose in that we did build our own app, but the technology we use is technology from Google and Apple, which is the exposure notifications.
Okay.
So it's that little section where if you go into settings on your phone.
So that's why their updates could affect that aspect to the app.
Exactly it, yeah. So we're using their technology, which meant we could use that type of technology, the Bluetooth handshake technology, but obviously it means that there are going to be some issues. We do know that since the app became available, around 86,000 people have uninstalled the app from their Android phones. They don't have this data for Apple phones, but on Android, 86,000 people have uninstalled the app. And the HSE this morning are begging and pleading with anyone who uninstalled it over the weekend to please reinstall it, particularly as the numbers continue to increase at the moment. They say that this won't happen again. Nearform have worked to hopefully prevent this from happening again. If you download the app, go through the steps again of logging in. You don't have to give your number or any personal information. You just download the app, ensure your Bluetooth is on and the exposure notifications will work in the background.
All right, hopefully we won't have you back in studio in the next week or two, Jess, after another update from either Google, Android, or from Apple. Thanks a million for that.